Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Juan Salio Altius, date of birth 7/3/1979, date of procedure April 11, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, do you? Referring physicians, Dr. Muhammad Awan. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, nausea, comma, occasional diarrhea. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, fair operation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as lung and throat, during the patient period. Patient's breath and endoscopy suite placed in left lateral position. Sedators for anesthesia services monitored. Anesthesia care period. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, semi-G junction, esophagus period, retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac area, resection from the stem before withdrawal of scope period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was a proximal esophageal inlet patch that was biopsied for histology. Next line, the Z line was regular. The proximal mid esophagus otherwise appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 41 centimeters from the bite plots. All biopsies are obtained for evaluation of reflux changes. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and through loud H. pylori. Next line, upon entry into the stomach, there was evidence of a significant amount of liquid noted that was suctioned prior to continuation. Next line, there were two diminutive gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the bulb and the tube portion for further evaluation and to rule out celiac disease. Comma, there was lymph node ectasia noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, based on biopsy pathology, we'll likely need evaluation for gastroparesis with gastric emptying study as patient reports suboptimally controlled DM2. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, avoid NSAIDs, comma, reflux precautions are explained.